You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three of Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Why? Because they're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust, not amateurs. They know what they're doing. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Hey, Bart Scott, not only is it an effing Friday, not only are we now in the fall and pumpkin spice and all that other great stuff going on.
Apple cider donuts.
It is hour number three. And when it's hour number three, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, hour, hour. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Virtual gong. Sounded really good.
Yeah, what's understood don't have to be said, Alan.
That's true. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Man, we got a lot to get into in this final hour. Bobby Marks going to join us in about 10 minutes, and he will break down the front office perspective of everything that happened yesterday with the Donovan Mitchell trade. But we have some NFL. We have the college football season beginning this weekend. And the NFL a week from now. We'll already have the first game done, Bart. The first game already out of the way. And then, of course, next Sunday when it all gets going. So, with that in mind, let's get around the NFL a little bit and talk about some of the headlines. And we start in San Francisco, because Trey Lance is now the quarterback. It is his show. He is QB1.
Trigger.
But Jimmy G is still there. And some people think because he reworked his deal to stay there, he had some good things to say. He said he didn't want to ask for a release, didn't want to go that route, but he did not expect to still be there. But he's there. And is he hovering over Trey Lance now? Does Trey Lance feel like this is a really awkward, uncomfortable situation? Trey Lance says this.
You know, it's not my decision. It's an organization decision. But when they told me, and I knew, like I said, Jimmy's been on the roster, on the team this whole entire time. So obviously I knew it was a possibility to bring him back. And there's been no bad blood at all between me and Jimmy since day one. So I was all arms open, excited to have him back.
Bart, do you buy this? Like, do you feel like this, you know, for Trey Lance, he won't be looking over his shoulder, wondering if every mistake I make, are they going to bring in Jimmy G?
Yeah.
You feel like this is his job locked in?
Yeah, but it's tough, right? Because if he has some tough games, are they going to be willing to say, we're going to ride out unless he gets injured?
Right.
And do you lose that locker room? Because at this point of his career, Jimmy G is just farther along in the process, and he understands what goes on and how to win. They went to a Super Bowl with him. If he can just tighten up a couple of things, you know, make it, or Emmanuel Sanders is an inch taller, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and he doesn't have to worry about ever somebody drafting somebody, because he would have been an untouchable.
That's true.
That's what's sitting behind Trey Lance if they struggle and start falling
but
short.
But it's a franchise that's like, franchise wise though, it's not like they're holding on to Jimmy G because they want insurance. There's just nowhere to go right now.
And yeah, they could have ate it. They could have just cut him and ate it and let him go about his business and take that shadow.
But
they say, you know what? Let's
That's not smart for all the reasons you said, though. What if the kid gets hurt and we got a guy that I can plug in that knows the system and we can stay on course rather than going to what essentially would be a third string quarterback? So this whole thing business wise makes sense, but it's not like they're going, well, if we don't like what we see from Trey, we'll just go right back to Jimmy G. I think it's more of an injury insurance than anything else. But we shall see, because that's a team that should be very good. But Trey Lance has to prove that he could do what it takes to make them even better than what they were with Jimmy G. All right. Meanwhile, it's always a story in Dallas. And you have gone on the record to say what about the Cowboys this season?
Well, that Mike McCarthy is going to get fired before the end of the season because they're going to start off 2-6. And then they're going to have some tough games. And if they lose any of those games they're supposed to win on top of the ones that we expect them to be 50-50 with,
right,
it's going to get real cold in the D real, real soon. It's cold in the D.
Right. So you are feeling pessimism about the Dallas Cowboys. You don't believe they're going to be a good team this year. You don't think they're going to win the division. You think they've lost a lot of very important pieces. And that offensive line, as you saw, is not the same as it used to be. But let's hear about Dak Prescott, who many people think if the Cowboys are going to be good, he'll probably be the MVP. But how does he feel about the coming season and maybe some of the question marks and criticisms about his team?
It's all excitement. It is. It's truly a privilege to be the quarterback of this team, to be the leader of these guys, offense, defense, this coaching staff that we have. And, yeah, especially with everything being said about us, you know what I mean, the lack of what we have. This, keep writing, keep talking. We're ready to go play.
Keep that energy, Dak says, Bart.
I'm going to keep all that energy. I'm going to keep all that smoke because guess what? History tells me that this is the way it's going to be. And until I see otherwise, like I told you, I came in the league and never lost to the Dallas Cowboys. They always found a way to mess it up.
That's all you got? Just going to go with it. They always find a way to mess it up. What about Dak, though? What about what he said there?
I mean, listen. Dak is going to have to play at an MVP level just for them to have a shot. They're going to get bounced around when they play Philadelphia. So that means that they probably have to try and win a wild card. I mean, come on, man. Like, and if they ever lose one to the Giants or the Commanders, it's really going to put them in a hole, man. They got a tough schedule. They got Aaron coming back in. I mean, they don't have any protection on that side of the ball. You can't just say, I'm going to lose Amari Cooper, I'm going to lose Tyron Smith maybe for the whole season, and we're okay. No, you're not okay. It's okay to not be okay.
I just thought you'd have a lot more vitriol for this. The way Dak was speaking there.
Man, I'm not worried about it.
It sounded almost like defiant, right? Like he just had a defiance about him.
It sounds like most of the Dallas players
seem very
all the
laid
time.
Back about it.
Because listen, I've seen this movie before. He said this before. We've heard this same rhetoric. Oh, we're going to – they even got the youngster, Michael Parsons, believing in it. And then what happened? They went and laid an egg. So we've heard all this.
You understand that Jerry Jones has already talked about how
he's going to want
consequences.
Going to be consequences of reproduction. Repercussions.
Reproductions?
Jerry is taking CMOS.
But Jerry said that there's a lot high expectations on this season.
And there's no way they – I don't think they can live up to it. Just simply they don't have the manpower to compete with the Philadelphia Eagles in their division – and they have a tough out-of-conference season. Like I said before, for those who don't know, they start off with the Bucks. Then they go to the Bengals. Then they have the Giants, right, who's a divisional opponent who knows what they're going to be. Then they have the Commanders. Then they have the Super Bowl champions and Aaron Donald with a right side of the line that's decimated. Then you have Philadelphia. That's tough sledding. And you still have Green Bay on your schedule. That's your out of conference play. Crazy.
Right. No, I mean, look, there's no – I don't think it's a stretch to say that they're going to struggle this season. They won 12 games last year. But to say that you think that they could be a 10-12 win team this year, I mean, again, if I gave you over-under for 10, you'd probably go – are you taking under?
I'm taking under. No Cedric Wilson. No Amari Cooper. I mean, CeeDee Lamb's there.
And Dak is, by all means, considered a top 10 quarterback, but he's probably going to have to play top three.
Yeah.
And that'll be something to see if he can certainly do that. Only
thing working for them before we move on, only thing working for them is Tom Brady is having trouble. Like, he don't look right.
Oh, opening night, yes.
He don't look right. So maybe you catch him at the right time.
Well, you know why he doesn't look right. There's some reports out there that are suggesting that there's personal things happening with him that we could all – understand why you would look the way he looked when he came back from this thing. Meanwhile, something we just discussed a little bit earlier on in the show, but for those just joining us, Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins, they believe in him. They believe in Tua, despite the fact that they were kicking around, maybe going for Deshaun. Oh, how about bringing in Tom Brady? All right, we have Tua. He's our guy. We went and got Tyreek Hill. This is a roster that certainly has a lot of pieces on it. And the importance of Tua's season and his status on this team, was something that Mike McDaniel, the new head coach of the Dolphins, addressed by making him one of the team's captains. And McDaniel explained the importance of it.
I think it says everything. I think that's incredibly important when it's done with the right reasons, with the right intent. And that was, the only thing that I gave the players was like, who do you want representing you each and every game? Who do you want to wear the C and understand what that C means on your jersey? And I think it speaks volumes on where he's at with the team.
How much does captain matter in the NFL, Bart? I mean, wearing the C in hockey is like a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, a captain is something in other sports you rarely hear talked about. In the NFL, you have guys that have to come out for the coin toss. I get it. But how important is captain in the NFL?
It's only important if it's earned, not if it's given to a position or because you want somebody to feel emboldened. If it's truly picked by your peers, you say, hey, let's ride. Not all captains are created equally. Some are already in a battle where the ballots are already read and already counted. And the fact that they say that he's the number one guy, not a guy like Xavier Howard who's been there, not a guy like Tyreek Hill who, you know, epitomizes what it's like to be an outstanding player and a competitor and a Super Bowl champion. If they just gave him that C to make him mm-hmm. feel good and hope it boosts his confidence, it's going to come back to bite him in the ass. You got to make – listen, you got to be picked by your peers. It doesn't carry the same
well,
weight.
I think he said he was, though. I think they said that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
McDaniel
yeah.
said.
Well, come on. He was overwhelmingly the number one vote getter. Like, stop it. Even he was like, yeah, me, number one vote getter, stop it. I mean, you got a guy like Armstead that came over from the Saints, too. That's a veteran that's played at a high level in this league. Like, and he's the number one vote getter.
So they wanted him to have it, so he
goes for the position. Yeah, yeah. But if it's not real, then you're a paper champion to your teammates.
Well, we'll see, of course, where things go with Miami to Tyreek Hill and everything they have going on down there. All right, but just in a few seconds, we'll get back into the NBA conversation. We'll talk with a front office insider about the Donovan Mitchell trade and whether or not he would have done it if he were the Knicks. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. All right, so one of the first things I did, Bart, yesterday, once like everything kind of like all the dust settled and, you know, I was gathering all the information I needed to gather, reading everything that Woj was putting out there and Wendy and all the people I trust that cover the NBA, the very next thing I did was send a text to the man who is joining us right now, and that is Bobby Marks, our ESPN NBA front office insider. And Bobby, how you doing?
Was it a tear emoji in that text?
It was not a tear. You could tell him, Bobby. It wasn't a teardrop emoji, was it?
Tell the truth.
No, not at all. Not at all. It wasn't like, you know, hey, help me out here. Like, I need to, like, walk you
save
through
me.
This. It wasn't one of those.
Yeah.
Just a shaking my head emoji. Got it.
No, it wasn't even that either. No, I wouldn't do that to Bobby Marks. I there were some people I might have sent that to, but it wasn't Bobby. But, Bobby, I did ask you. Just straight up, would you have done – like, you saw the deals that were out there that mm-hmm. were on the table, things that the Jazz brought to the Knicks and said, here's how we'll make the deal happen. And I just asked you simply, as a guy with experience in an NBA front office, would you have done this if – again, it's very specific – if you mm-hmm. were the Knicks and where they are right now, would you have done it?
I probably wouldn't have. If it's Barrett, Barrett, Grimes – whatever the salary filler is in there, and then three unprotected ones. I would have probably considered it if I take Barrett out of the deal and it's Grimes, Fournier, Quickly, and then even if I have to give up, some of the picks that I got from, you know, maybe the Dallas pick, and besides some of your own, you know, maybe it's four or five picks there. Mm-hmm. I would have probably considered that more. I think, guys, what happened here is that, and I'm going to kind of rewind the clock back to 2011. You know, when Leon Rose was an agent, he represented Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. He saw the kind of the ramifications in New York when they did that trade and they gave up a lot. A little bit different here because, you know, Donovan wasn't going to be a free agent this upcoming offseason here. And he saw, like, what is needed to kind of, you know, put a competitive roster together here. And I think there's you know, they're looking at another, you know, down the road, could there be another deal here to add a, you know, a third guy here? So I understand. My big thing with New York all year, since the summer was how much restraint they were going to have, because you knew they had the 8-1s that were available. We knew they're the young players with Quickly and Toppin and Grimes and Barrett and the salary fillers. Like, there was a deal to be made, and I think it was just about how much restraint New York was willing to kind of show here.
Now, when you look at it, right, Tibbs has been brought in here traditionally to coach veteran teams. So we're probably going to go. I think it's safe to say that they're not going to probably be a playoff team. So we're kind of running on the proverbial, like, hamster wheel, like just running in place, not improving, not getting better. And while the East as a whole is getting better, so at what point do we say that it's going to be changes made, or do they have a plan and this part of the plan? Because I'm confused. I'm perplexed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, hey, Donovan Mitchell would have gotten them, they would have been a better team today than they were yesterday if they did the Donovan Mitchell trade. I think New York's looking at it probably in a 2 or 3 year window here as far as where, you know, what else can we add? What else can we add to this roster and how limited we were going to be here? And I agree with you. I mean, you know, the Eastern Conference, how Cleveland has gotten better, certainly Brooklyn's staying intact, at least for now, and you know, Boston, Miami, Philly, and we can go down to Toronto. They will be competing for a play-in spot. I mean, that's probably the reality in a best case scenario. You still have to worry about Atlanta here. So, and you've got, it's funny, like, you know, we look at this roster and it's built with youth. I mean, with Barrett and Grimes and Quickly and Toppin, there is a lot of young players in here. And Bart, you hit on the head, you know, for a guy in Tibbs who's coached veteran teams, you know, he's going to have to play. There's going to have to be a little bit of patience here with some of the growing pains here in year two for some of these guys here. But certainly Jalen Brunson helps. I would have been intrigued with a Brunson Mitchell backcourt, but there was a walkaway number for New York, and I think we saw the walkaway number come, you know, Monday night when they signed, you know, RJ Barrett to that extension.
Talking with Bobby Marks, again, the Donovan Mitchell trade goes down yesterday, and to a surprise to a lot of people around the league, he does not end up with the Knicks. He goes to Cleveland, and I'd be remiss. I mean, obviously, we focused so much on the New York angle of it because so many people thought that was a two-yard line kind of situation. But Kobe Altman steps back into the fray out of the blue when he sees, like you just said, the Knicks sign Barrett to keep him, and he decides to call back Utah to get back into the conversation. And what they give up, it doesn't look like I always say, you got to give to get, right? It's going to hurt a little. But I don't feel like when it comes to the players they sent, I don't think it hurts them. So just assess the deal that they made and why it works for both sides.
Well, I mean, you look at it, and certainly the draft pick compensation, you know, we'll worry about that in 2025, right? But I think... right. Yeah, I mean, down the road. I mean, I think how you look at it is basically Cleveland traded Larry Markkanen for Donovan Mitchell. Colin Sexton did not play at all last year because of his injury. Oche Obagi was at Kansas. You know, a 44 team basically swapped Markkanen for Donovan Mitchell. And they will be a lot better. Will it get them to the top four? I don't know. I think it gets them closer than they probably were before they did the deal. But it probably gets them further away from the play-in where they were, last year here. And you've got Donovan for at least 3 years, and who knows after that what happens. But you didn't have to move Evan Mobley or Jared Allen or Darius Garland or any of those pieces here. And you've got a really good, you know, your bench with when Rubio gets back from his injury, and you added Robin Lopez, and you still have Kevin Love and Caris LeVert and guys like that. This is a really, really good team.
Now, how about on the Jazz end? They break up their team. They move Rudy Gobert. They get picks. They move Donovan Mitchell. They get picks, essentially. I mean, they do bring in Colin Sexton in the sign and trade. So, you know, they bring in a young guard. But, you know, and then Obagi, who's, again, a lottery pick, a 14th pick, but still a young player as well. But they have a ton of picks now. What is the future in Utah right now?
Well, I think it's going to be a matter of who's next. Right? Is it going to be Mike Conley? Is it going to be Bojan Bogdanovic? Is it going to be Jordan Clarkson, Malik Beasley? I think those are the I think those are the four names to probably circle as far as the next to go, based on, you know, either on expiring contracts, and you know, certainly Conley doesn't fit as far as where this is going. And I would think that, you know, 13 first round picks, including six unprotected that they have, will only increase, you know, when we get probably to training camp here. I think I'm interested in, you know, I mean, I know we're talking Utah. I'm interested in what the Lakers do.
I was going to go there next.
Here. And yeah. I think that's what I'm interested in here. And, you know, when you look at with, you know, we know they've got those two number ones to move in 27 and 29. Does Conley and Bogdanovic and, let's say, Rudy Gay, does that make sense for the Lakers when you're looking at Russell Westbrook and those two first-round picks here? And, you know, some of that money will go into next year here. And I think that's going to be the big thing with the Lakers, is how much do they want to take back money that if the roster can improve now, but you have to take money that goes into next year when you have a bunch of cap space, are they willing to kind of do that?
That's where I was going to go next with you. Are the Lakers done as we're a month away from training camp, or can you see them maybe picking a little at the carcass there or doing something else? Because Westbrook is still on that roster, and I don't know, you know, if that's really what they want when they open training camp. So it'll be very interesting to see if there's still more business to be had before the training camps do open around the league. But we got to leave it right there. Bobby, thank you for at least being that sounding board for me yesterday. And
because, you know who the sounding board was?
Because if you said
really
yes, I would have lost it.
Well, no, it was Siri in my car because she actually read me the text. So I was like, you know, she was actually the sounding board.
I'm telling you. If you reply, I was looking at it like, if he says yes, I'm going to lose my mind. But when you said no, probably not. Like, all right, I feel better. Good to talk to you as always, my man. Thank you.
Good talking to you guys. Talk to you.
I wonder if Siri sounded like the Timmy Sunshine, blue skies.
right. Would you have done that? Like with a desperate voice that I typed it in? But that's two now. Brian Windhorst said he wouldn't have done it. Bobby Marx says he wouldn't have done it. So maybe there just wasn't a deal that
still
made
stuck
sense
everywhere, man. They can't make it. But the problem is they can't make a deal. They can't make a good deal.
And it just, you just keep waiting. And that's the waiting game that you're playing right now. It's so frustrating. All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You will get your chance to weigh in on this and more. We want you to tune into National League West Battle Sunday night. You got the Dodgers coming off that series loss to the Mets, Bart Scott.
To who?
Yeah,
the Mets.
Dodgers hosting the Padres. The coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. So we got your calls coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, you know, nope, the game isn't over till it's over, right?
What?
Yeah, it's not. Next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. 122 million. Takes your car into overtime. Get the right parts, the right price. ebaymotors.com. Say it with me, Bart. Ready? Let's ride.
Don't ride.
I need you to say let's ride just once because I know you hate saying it.
And as Russell Wilson's in front of me on the screen, let's ride.
By the way, Speaking of things that are annoying and corny. See this thing that the Mets are now giving out?
Oh, you're such a hater. Listen,
this Edwin Diaz bobblehead.
Oh, that's dope.
That plays Narco. It plays the song.
Oh God! So they're not supposed to do that. Meanwhile, how many bobbleheads and Star Wars bobbleheads do the Yankees have every season?
Yankees is classic. You want to collect it? I mean, this is silly. Let it go. You're going to be so sick of this song. What's going to be hilarious is come October or like the playoffs come around, and then the Dodgers were trying so hard.
Bing bong.
The Dodgers were jumping out of their shoes to try to hit a home run off of. They almost tied it in the eighth against him.
Until he threw 103 miles an hour. He threw 103 miles an hour.
You're going to be in a playoff series, and a team is going to be like, this freaking song again. Like, dugouts are going to be pissed. Guys are going to be running out of a dugout trying to brawl with
how did that work? Timmy, what's his name?
Tommy Two-Tone? What's his name?
You know what he said. You know it, right?
Like, they're going to want to fight this dude. Timmy, like, we can get the hell off the field.
Okay, well, what did they do when Mo came out there with all that crap?
With all what? He came out. Nothing else happened. He came out. He had by himself. There was no mascot with a fake trumpet.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
Because they don't have a mascot.
It's embarrassing.
Sorry that the Yankees are so classic. We don't have long hair or mustaches. Yeah,
today at our minor league ballpark, we're going to give out a bobblehead that plays songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How many? Yeah, but we're going to give a cartoon version. We're going to put our players in a cartoon. Oh, and let the fourth be with you. We're going to give a cape to Judge. Like, what's the difference? You're giving lightsabers out, but you calling them childish. But you're giving lifesavers out for multiple players. Oh, look, the bobblehead has Judge's gap just like his real teeth. Oh, my goodness. Oh, CeCe Sabathia. Look at his star fader.
Can I have something? Right now, what's going on with me is the Jets quarterback's hurt. The Yankees are a mess, and now they're going to play the Rays, and they're only six games up on the freaking Rays. This series starts. I got Frankie Montas on Sunday. I couldn't get Luis Castillo because we're cheap. Like, this is so – like, we have to overpay for everything in New York, except the sports teams are like, no, we're going to be frugal. And then your team goes out and gives Max Scherzer everything he wants.
And you get mad.
And you're telling me –
and you're mad.
I got to pay a congestion tax just to drive in Manhattan, and you can't give a little something extra so I can get an all-star on my team? Like, this is what you're telling me? I got to pay extra – like, Easy Pass goes up every month, it seems. Yeah. Can't take the subway because they want to jack up prices, but do they clean the damn thing? No. Can't park in New York. So you know how much money it is?
So just
$800 a month to park in this place.
So just
are you
become
crazy?
So just become a
so
Mets
you're
fan.
Telling me
just
though we're gonna do things all frugal. We don't want to overpay. God forbid we overpay, but everybody else gets to overpay, right? It's all right for the rest of us to have to pay.
Step on over. We spend this money over here with the Mets. Come on over. We got it.
It's Castillo now, and I got Frankie Montas. I got to be happy about that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Throwing knuckleballs.
I'm telling you, from now on, I'm wearing a cup. Because I'm just got to be ready for it on a daily basis. This is what my teams bring me. Getting all excited about Zach Wilson. He can't even get two series into a preseason. He's done. What else? What's next? What, is Aaron Judge going to get to 60, start running the bases, and then there it goes. Oh, great. Right, there goes the ankle.
You just put that out there, Ricky.
You know what I mean? I'm putting it out there. Like, you know that's not – that's coming. Okay, that's coming. You know, misery is here, and we're just living in it right now.
You're not like these guys haven't made, like, the playoffs or something. Like, they haven't won around here.
I understand that you, as a Mets fan, don't understand that playoffs is not really something that you – that's not
as a
goal.
Mets fan, we've run championships. Don't front. Don't disrespect
us. It's been a bit.
Yeah, it's been a bit for you. It's been a bit for you, too.
For who?
It's been 11 years for you, too.
Yeah, it has been. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Yankees.
Oh. No, I couldn't play it. Who?
Who? The Jets.
Don't worry about it. Same thing, make you laugh, make you cry.
It's making me cry. There's no doubt about that. Frustrated more than anything.
It seems like now with all the people, they're like, who, the Knicks? Mm-hmm. Not the Jets, the Knicks.
Jonathan's in the Bronx, wants to talk with us. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys, I'm in Brooklyn, but bing bong, how's it going?
Exactly. Yeah, ain't that the most annoying thing ever?
It is not annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, but Timmy Trumpet
is
a fan of
the show. Yep. Thank you, Sue Bird. A big fan of the show. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Bart, you're a Jet legend. I'm a Jet fan my whole life. You represent the toughness of New York. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I want to say something about the Knicks first. I think Knicks fans, we need to calm down. I think that one season we went to the second round of the playoffs, number four seed, I think it made people's expectations go way too high. We're still in the process here, kind of like Philly in the process.
Oh, God.
You know, you take that one season away, and they were a 20-win team. So,
did you say process?
You know, let the process play out. Oh, I think Jonathan. That they did the right move. They would have given up too much. And, you know, I think they'll be better off down the road.
Yeah, the process always works out.
Yeah, the process was great in Philly. No, I get it. Look, I got to keep reminding people. It's not like the price was damn, it was too high. I get it. I completely agree. But how many times are you like, yeah, we're going to get this guy? Nope. We're going to get this guy? Nope. Like, it does get frustrating after a while. Am I the only one that's, like, frustrated? I'm frustrated by this. Like, and I'm telling you, everybody, when I hear from you in January where it's like, this got to go and this guy sucks and you got to trade that guy. When are we going to get a star? It's like, oh, what? Wait. Well, because in September you're like, that's great. We didn't overpay. Yay. Okay. We'll see. That's what you want.
Bong bing.
Bing bong. Mike's in Michigan. What's up, Mike?
How's it going, fellas? Two things real quick. I kind of lost track of time, so I figured Bart would know first off what hour it was.
It's the power hour.
Yes, it is. It is the power hour.
Hell yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And second thing for Bart, I mean for Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Is, if you, my honest opinion is, man, whether it's any star player or any owner or majority of these owners that got these big stars up for trade, regardless of conference, they don't want to give or reward Jim Dolan anything like.
Yeah, I think that's so overrated. I'm telling you, Mike, I swear, that is so overrated. The Danny Ainge didn't want to trade him to the Knicks, overrated. You know, that stuff's overrated, man. Like, that stuff is said, but come on. Donovan Mitchell wanted to play in New York. He wanted to be a Knick. That's a fact.
So
Brian Windhorst told us such. If you don't want to believe me, because Knicks Homer. All right, well, how about Brian Windhorst? Do you trust him? Because he said the same thing. He wanted to be a Knick. I mean, he's happy he's out of Utah, so he'll grin and bear it in Cleveland. But, I mean, he wanted to be a Knick. True. That's a fact. It's not like, well, Donovan Mitchell didn't want to come here because of Jim Dolan. It had nothing to do with Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan's willing to spend money. He's willing to spend money. The problem is he's hiring people that aren't really spending it the way that you could turn it into a championship level team. That's, I think, the frustration right now. Now there's more. Are there more moves to be made? Hopefully, but what are they? I don't know. But the wait, Bart, continues, and that's all I'm saying. Tyreek Hill couldn't get him. Jose Castillo couldn't get him. Donovan Mitchell couldn't get him.
We could get Max Scherzer though.
Mets got Max Scherzer. And look at the fun you're all having there. Look at the fun. You're playing Narco.
Y'all got Garrett Cole.
You got trumpets and Max Scherzer. Look at you. Look what you are. Look at you.
Y'all got Garrett Cole.
Isn't that
Cole?
Wonderful? Yeah. I know.
That's y'all Max Scherzer.
888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Well, Bart can't wait to see this weekend, college football weekend, of course, and college football is back. Tomorrow, Georgia battles Oregon. It's presented by Dr. Pepper, and coverage begins 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You want to listen to that game if you're in the car moving around, because that is the defending champs. They sent a ton of guys to the NFL, and Oregon's trying to come in that house and pull off an early season upset. So we've got more of your calls. We've got Bart, what he can't wait to see this weekend, and more. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Really? Hey! Just embrace it, man. Quit fighting it, man.
Let me just be on the record, as I've said many times. The song is phenomenal. It's great as an entrance. It's all of it works when he comes out and you got the camera from behind. All of it's great. All of it. Now you got the plastic horns and the dopey Mr. and Mrs. Met, and then you got Tommy Two Tone out, whatever his name is out there. Like, that's when it becomes.
Hold on, but when Mr. and Mr. Met was doing the salt shaker, you didn't have a problem with that. You had like they actually blowing the damn horn. They just holding the damn horn. Meanwhile, in the judges' chambers, you got people wearing wigs.
That's in the crowd. That's in the stands. It's not on the field.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get off the field. That's all I'm saying.
So tell me this. If you guys have a player that's doing their thing and having an electric season like Diaz is having, and y'all had a damn mascot, nobody told y'all to be boring.
Who's on the field doing this stuff?
Excuse me? Did you ever look around the NFL? You look at Edgar Allan Poe? Remember, he's supposedly out for the season. They carted him off for the Ravens. They carted off Poe. He said he had a torn ACL in warm-ups. They do that in every other sport that people are allowed to have damn fun. Nobody said the Yankees can't have damn fun. Can't wear facial hair. Can't have your hair past your shoulders. Why don't you hit the refresh button and realize it's 2022 that you got to modernize some of your old archaic-ass rules. Have fun. And maybe your players have fun. Y'all can play a little bit better.
It's not a rule.
I would love to see what Judge looks like with a Paul Bunyan beard. Don't you want to see Judge with a Paul Bunyan beard?
No, I don't. It looks like a child's party, and it's supposed to be intimidating. And instead,
That's great.
Mr. and Mrs. Met, and these
We're playing a child's game. When Diaz walks out, he's looking like a grown ass man. Do we look like he's smiling? Is he smiling? Is he kicking? Or is he throwing 103?
He threw 103. He did throw 103. That was
pissed him off. How dare you trying to embarrass me in front of my damn family?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Field Yates tweeted this. The Jets have converted $14.88 million of C.J. Mosley's base salary
to a signing bonus.
Added two void years, and creates almost $12 million in cap for this year?
Yeah, maybe they're going shopping.
What's going on?
They could be going shopping.
Come on. Well, you got to know something. Bring something to the table.
Sometimes when they do that, they start messaging the contract. Sometimes that means they can this could be your last year or something like that if you don't have a crazy year. They convert it.
But what's that cap space going to do, though? Are we going to do something with this cap space?
Well, hopefully sign Quinnen Williams to a long-term deal because that price is going to continue to go up.
All right, so it's really more about that and less about adding more pieces to this team.
Well, still some pieces to be out there. You still want to have some powder dry in case somebody falls through the cracks.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very interesting. Jet season starts in just over a week. We're back in 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Han. There is so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer
for the win.
And Bart's got.
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Han.
Oh, yes. Can't wait. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bart Scott, give me something you can't wait to see this weekend.
I tell you what, it's going to start and stop with all things college football. But to be more specific, it's going to start and stop with games that have opponents that can actually punch back. I don't want to see some whipping boards. I don't want to see Wisconsin versus Illinois State where they just paying somebody to come get an ass kicking. I want you to test yourself with the medal. I want you to have a great resume. So I'm going to go right there to Utah playing the University of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people may be sleeping on the Ukes. They play a specific brand of football. It's called, what did the five fingers say to the damn face? Smack! It is so straight up in your face, you know what I'm saying? So then I'm always going to go there, and I'm going to look at the luck of the Irish because I don't think the Irish are going to have much luck. You talked about Freeman going against Ohio State. We're going to see if this is a measuring stick. We're going to see how real this offense is, and everybody's going to be keeping an eye on C.J. Stroud to see if he is the truth and he can improve your football team if your professional team sucks.
That's must watch.
Like a lot of people's.
Right. So isn't I think must it's watch? Much watch.
Yes, it's must watch.
That's a must watch.
You're scouting. But then you go to the defending champs. Will they have that lag? They lost a lot of great players. 15 guys, you know, were drafted from the University of Georgia. Can they still repeat? If they're not number one, but, you know what I'm saying, they're number three. So can they still repeat? Can they still have that magic, right? They lost a lot of great players. Pickett's looking like the truth for Pittsburgh Steelers. Oregon comes in to spoil the party. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make sure that their resume is stout so that they can maybe get in the tournament. This time last year, they went into Ohio State and took care of business, right? So I'm looking for that one. Mm-hmm. But, man, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of – No. I'm just saying, man, oh, man, that's what we're looking for.
Just that's it?
Yeah, that's the cherry on top.
That's it?
That's cherry on top.
That's all you're looking forward to. That's all that you can't wait to see. Are you sure?
Do you want to talk about the Rays and the Yanks?
Well, I mean, I'm my teeth are chattering just thinking about this series.
Yeah,
What about tonight at Arthur Ashe Stadium?
Ah, yeah, that is true. Yeah, so, you know, you talk about Serena. Can she keep this up, right?
She
lost yesterday, and she lost pretty quickly.
They lost in doubles.
I'm glad it was no effort because we know what this is all about. This is about turning back the clock. It's talking about playing with no pressure. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I definitely want to see if Serena can continue this magic carpet ride because we thought it was – listen, last time she won, they showed the same damn video. How about
How
about Spike Lee's right there in the stands? Tell him to go back to the 40 Acres and the Mule studio and put some stuff together. Remix this stuff. How about get some new highlights? How about get some more people to do some voiceovers? Hell, pick one from the damn crowd.
There's enough celebrities here, right?
Right, you got them all in there. Tell them to come over to 40 Acres, you know what I'm saying, and sit down and put some stuff on wax.
It's a Friday night, too, in New York City. 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. You can see the match. But, I mean, again, it's a beautiful day, right? It's gorgeous in New York City. Nice. The night's going to be amazing.
Nice and brisk.
Roof open. I mean, just incredible. You imagine a Friday night. The crowd's going to be electric. Already now in the third round for Serena. And this will be a very interesting match just in general, just matchup-wise, because Tomjanovic –
two big hitters.
Yeah, big hitter, but obviously can get the play. You're just not going to see a lot of movement, though, but still.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. So now you got a body straight to the face.
Power versus power. So I'm glad
ooh.
That – yes. By the way, Bart, Labor Day weekend now ahead. Everybody enjoy that one last vacation weekend. Before next week, the school buses will be on the streets. The kids will be at the bus stops.
Now, if you got the PTO days, you can take it whenever you want to, baby. Save those vacation days.
And we get closer and closer to football. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bart,
I'll see
you.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.